Author Ron Carlson's new novel, Return to Oak Pine, tells the story of four high school buddies reuniting in their fictional Wyoming hometown now that they've reached middle age. One character, Jimmy Brand, is dying of AIDS, and he and his friends get their high school garage band back together one last time. Carlson tells Wyoming Public Radio's Rebecca Martinez that this is a quieter book in which the reader keeps company with these characters.
There is no cataclysmic car chase, but they had my interest, and as a writer, I judge all of my projects by the way that they draw me forward and that they retain my interest, and in a way, this isn't the right word either, but my affection.
So the story is set in a small rural western town. I know you're from Utah, but you've lived all over. Why did you set the story in Wyoming?
I'm deeply affected by the West, and of course, I grew up, and I'm of an age where I've known dozens of small towns, and many of them aren't the same places anymore. I mean, we lose these places. When I grew up in Utah, Park City was still an old, rough mining town, kind of vacant. So I wanted a town that was kind of freestanding, alone. And place is everything. I mean, nothing happens nowhere. So as soon as you believe the place, then all of a sudden it's available and something can happen.
I want to ask you what's significant about this place altogether. Some of the characters in the story have moved away. One went to Denver and one went to New York City for decades, and then they come back to Oak Pine. What is significant about Oak Pine as a place set apart from these other bigger cities and different regions?
Well, part of it is wherever you've spent your youth. I mean, I think we sort of never get over it. We go through those changes as a young person with certain friends in a certain place, and that's welded to us. And you can go off and have your big life anywhere you want to, but, I mean, the people we go through our first changes with are sort of our people. So that force of memory or nostalgia or affection was one of the driving forces in writing this book, I'd say.
I'd like to ask you to read a section from your book. There's a passage in which Mason Kirby returns from his law practice in Denver to his childhood home. His parents have died, and the renters who had been living there have abandoned it.
This was the house he grew up in, and though it looked like a ruined artifact, he knew it hadn't changed. The sunlight on the red bricks and the smell of the trees in the gardens in the early fall altered his breathing as he kicked through the high grass into the backyard. There was a metal clip and a cord on the clothesline, as well as a worn oval in the shaggy lawn. The Gunners must have had a dog. He was history, too. The back porch door was open 2 inches, and he remembered it. It was never fully closed. The door always was a bad fit, but now it wouldn't open either.
Thank you. Now, despite the character's affection for Oak Pine, it seems to be a place some of the young people want to escape, while some of the more wizened characters like Jimmy and Mason come back so they can recharge, but they also wrestle with their demons there. How do the characters who come home struggle with age and mortality differently from the ones who never really left?
Sometimes after you've been away from a place and you go back, and we sort of all have that chance at some point, there's that time in between that helps create a sharp marker. As I said, so many of the places I've gone back to change. Everybody remarks upon returning to their home or their hometown that it seems smaller sometimes. And there's also all those things that you remembered but had forgotten, especially the nature of the light and the magnitude of the sky. So it's a very powerful thing for a human being. We're such tender instruments, and I think a lot of things print on us hard, and I was working in this book on that.
I mean, the story might have been enough to talk about the four buddies reuniting, but the characters also frequently interact with Craig Ralston's son, Larry, the high school football star who can't wait to go to college out of state, and his young girlfriend, Wendy. Why did you choose to weave them into the older gentleman's experiences?
Well, I didn't mean to. I mean, I started, and then all of a sudden there was Larry. And as soon as someone enters your book, you've got to look at that person. He wasn't in your plan, and he's going to mess it up a little bit. But he's going to mess it up in the best way, complicate it, and layer it. And so you look at that character, and you say, okay, you want in? Get in. Come on. And so then you've got to find out who they are. And so it's this... A book unfolds in a way. I mean, my work has always, most of my, all the stories I've written and so on, all surprised me in these ways. And so I was pleased about The Other Generation, and I don't think that it's easy or nifty to sum up what a book is about, but I like the interplay of young and old. My father, near the end of his life on one of our road trips, said to me, he was telling stories about, he grew up in South Dakota, and he said, Ron, there's part of us that's always 17. And so I think you tap into that. And so I like the interplay between the generations.
Your book celebrates writers. Jimmy Brand moved to New York and became a writer, and when taken ill, comes back to Oak Pine to convalesce. And he also guides a young high school student, Wendy, on her own writing aspirations. How much do you identify with these characters?
Well, you have to be very careful writing writers. You'd never do it, really. If you're going to have an artist in a book, it would be so much better to have him be a painter or someone who draws, because then you've got all that good stuff, the notepad and the pencils and the paint. But you write a writer very carefully, and in a way I kind of understated it. In his work with Wendy, as he talks about writing, the little bit that he gets to, I wrote that very carefully. I've been a teacher for many, many years, and by now, of course, I've said every possible thing to the writers in my charge. So I tried to be spare with him. I tried to be real with him. And, of course, he's at a point in his life looking back about what he has done, and he's sort of measuring his achievement. And he still is another character. That's not me, except in the fact that all of your characters are a little bit of you.
Ron, thank you so much for talking with me about your book.
Of course. I appreciate it.
Ron Carlson is the author of Signals and Five Skies. His new book, Return to Oak Pine, is a novel set in the fictional town of Oak Pine, Wyoming.